message.
Look, I don't have to tell you that the world is on fire. You know it. If you're an American, you already know that democracy is currently being held together with duct tape and a desperate prayer, while a certain orange-faced, pathological, lying, intellectually deficient, fascist, wannabe, racist, sexual assaulting felon, who shall not be named, but it rhymes with dump, is out here proving that reality is, in fact, stranger than fiction. So yeah, anxiety, fear, we all have it. It's practically the new national pastime. But we cannot let the madness steal our ability to experience joy, build community, and remember that we are still here. Because no matter what chaos is unfolding, we still have power, my friends. Now, yes, I could give you a long list of techniques for managing fear and anxiety, but if you're like me, a long list is just gonna make you even more anxious. So, instead of overwhelming you with a self-help syllabus, let me give you one. Just one powerful tip that can make all the difference. Are you ready? Action. Action is the antidote to anxiety. That's it. That's the whole tip. When fear begins to take over, do something. And no, I don't mean doom scrolling for 5 hours until your eyeballs dry out. I mean intentional action. Afraid of what's happening to our democracy? Volunteer. Speak up. Make sure that you and everyone you know is registered to vote. Afraid of where your life is going? Take one small step towards something meaningful. Afraid of the future? Do something now that brings you joy. You see, anxiety thrives in stagnation. It loves when we just sit still and we ruminate. But the second that we do something, big or small, we remind ourselves that we are not powerless. So, the next time that fear creeps in, ask yourself, what's one thing I can do right now? Just one. It doesn't have to be world-changing. Call a friend. Take a walk. Sign up to phone bank for a Democratic candidate who isn't a raging narcissist. Bake cookies. Seriously, cookies help. Whatever it is, just do something. Because the world may be chaotic, but we are still here. And as long as we're here, we fight. We laugh. We take action, and we do not, under any circumstances, allow fear to win.